We got Mackenzie and Jenny from Parlor, The Parlor in Stratford, just walked in the door. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Well, and yourself?
You don't sound like you're up at this time normally.
Oh, I'm always up.
Are you really?
Yeah. I got to take advantage of all the hours in the day.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So what makes you think to open a restaurant when you have no restaurant experience and then to do it during COVID?
We were offered the opportunity.
Yeah, we had partners in the beginning.
Yeah.
And we took the space over the August prior. So we didn't know COVID was coming, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh,
surprise.
Okay. Yeah. So you didn't say, you know what, this pandemic needs a new pizza place.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So we were caught in the middle of it, like mid-build-out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're not even open yet.
Nope.
No. We got pushed back.
Wow.
So
we have to turn back now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We have to do this. Yep. So.
We didn't open as long as we could, and then we kind of just pushed for it in August because we needed to.
Now, was this a, you're putting all your money into this.
Yep. 100% our
own money. COVID comes, you're like, did you think for a second this could be it? We could be financially ruined.
There was definitely thoughts at times.
Yeah.
It was a little scary.
Yeah, I would guess.
Yep.
We had partners in the very beginning, and we were with them for about 4 months.
Now, did the partners have restaurant experience?
A little.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
A little
bit.
So somebody
of bar,
had it, right.
Interesting.
How does it happen where you guys say, let's open up a restaurant? Anyone have any experience?
No, but I went to one once.
Right. I've been to one.
I go to pizzerias all the time.
I know this. Someone who knows someone who owned a restaurant.
Right.
Like, okay. How does this happen?
I did have a little bit of, like, I worked in a bakery, and I mean, I just love to cook at home.
Okay.
And so I kind of jumped in.
What were you doing before?
Well, right before, I worked in a dental office.
Oh,
that's a change.
So I was an assistant.
Wow.
So you were used to the masks, at least.
Right.
Yes, very used to that. Right.
And no things calling folks' teeth.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And I was commuting back and forth to Greenwich twice a day, doing strength and conditioning and personal training. So I realized everybody loved pizza.
Plus, it's also good in case you go back to it later on.
I can't get
exactly.
These pizza eaters skinny.
Listen,
I'm just going to fatten them up.
You're here 4 times a week. Here's my card.
So funny.
That's much. Really someone who listens to their customers.
Yep.
And then we both eliminated our commute. So.
Yep.
Right. Oh, so you're from the Stratford area?
Yep.
Born and raised, both of us.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
So then what happened to these partners?
About 4 months in, I was supposed to be a silent partner and continue doing the strength and conditioning.
Right.
And then about 4 months in, it was just evident that we were both going to be there full time, and they didn't want to be there as much, so there wasn't enough to feed everybody, especially in the beginning. So it was kind of just do what we can to pay our bills and kind of set ourselves up for the future.
That's wild.
They had to sell the partners.
Had to buy them out.
It's a wild success story.
Yeah.
Because, you're taking the sleep. Anytime you walk into a business, it's someone's dream.
Yeah.
You're walking into their dream.
Always wanted to do this.
They dreamed about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You dreamt it. And then COVID happens, and you fight through that, and then the partners are not, you know, partners, it's a funny thing.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about people if you live with them or you marry them,
right.
Or, you know, you go to business with them.
Yep, exactly.
And all of a sudden it's like, no, we're going to need people here all the time.
Yeah,
it's
sorry.
A lot of hard work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hard work.
Right.
It doesn't mean the partners weren't great. It's just it wasn't a good match.
Exactly. Didn't work out.
No, we're all still cordial and we're friends. So
yeah.
That's good.
Cool. It worked
good.
Out.
We have to charge them double, but you know.
So you have to now come up with them. So first you have to come up with money to get in, and then you have to come up with money to get them out.
Yep.
During COVID.
Yep. Right. And we didn't qualify for any PPEs or anything because we didn't have any records to show prior.
Right. We weren't open technically.
We've done it 100% on our own.
Wow.
That's really impressive.
That's even bigger feather in your cap. Yep, it did it itself.
And then how did you come up with the pizza that you're making? Did you style it after something? Or
Roughly, we had a pizza consultant that worked with our partner somewhere else prior. And then after we got rid of our partners, we ended up getting rid of him.
How did this happen exactly?
Get out.
All and I can think of is pizza consultant. What a great job.
Yeah.
That would be a great job.
Yeah.
And in the middle of it, we had a baby.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Whoa. Congratulations.
Is there anything else you...
I kind of stepped down from being full-time.
At about 6 months pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. This sounds like a little mini series here.
It does.
It's crazy.
And then this winter, we bought the pizza trailer.
Nice.
Wow. Because so you didn't have enough going on.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, let's throw something else on there. Yeah.
Hey, what's a pizza trailer? What's that?
Make pizza.
35-foot mobile kitchen. It has a huge brick oven on the back. It's got a few prep stations, refrigeration, hot water, 3-bay sink.
I'm talking to Mackenzie and Jamie from the parlor in Stratford. What do you call this giant moving trailer?
It's the parlor of rolling joint.
Nice.
The parlor
of rolling
joint.
Of our,
yeah, it's
our restaurant.
Play
name.
Off the restaurant.
Oh. Yeah, I love it.
I like that.
Sounds like a series on Fox. Parlor of rolling joint.
Maybe someday.
So, how much does a pizza consultant get paid to come in and teach you how to make pizza?
Well, he was working.
He worked with us for a long period of time.
He worked there
for about the first year.
And just was paid like a.
Like a salary. Okay.
But he brought the dough and that kind of thing. And then we just kind of perfected it and made it more consistent.
And he didn't have as much interest in being there as time went on.
Yeah.
So it just kind of didn't make sense for him to stay.
Here's the thing that everyone who owns or worked at a restaurant knows that's listening right now. And that is, it is a lot of your time.
Yeah.
You are committing. It's like having a baby. It's really like
and
having
they did
a baby.
Both.
So you had two. You had the business and a baby.
Right.
And then the business had a baby.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Let's make a trailer.
Jeez.
That's a good joke. I like that.
Boy, you guys got it going on here. That's a lot of hours. It's a big commitment.
Huge.
It's a big commitment.
Huge.
Weekends, holidays, you name it.
The prep time with new recipes, things like that.
We have some really great employees at this point, so the prep has gotten easier on us, and the hours have subsided a little bit, but we're still both there 6 or 7 days a week.
Were you open yesterday?
We weren't. We actually closed Saturday night, and then we stayed closed. My sister was up from North Carolina with her 6 kids.
A little downtime.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Oh, great. That sounds like nice, quiet weekend.
What'd you have for dinner?
6 kids.
There was 19 of us at the zoo.
We had nothing with dough on it.
Our baby made number 10 for my parents.
Nice.
Wowie.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Sue from Trumbull's on. Hey, Sue.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello.
So he was just talking about his great employees, and I want to say my son works there, Luke. He makes a great pizza.
Luke does.
Spinach, doesn't he? Oh, hey, Mackenzie, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hello, how are you?
How's that baby doing?
She's great.
Yeah, is she going to be one or two?
One.
August is her birthday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's just, I couldn't remember. Is it one or two? Time goes by so fast.
You can hear it is a family over there.
Seriously.
Yep, Luke's been with us for about a year and a half probably. He's great. Luke's dad actually works for us in the evening. So.
Wow, you sucked everybody in.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. And they were customers to start. They were sitting at the bar, and we needed somebody, so I handed him a dough and said, learn how to stretch.
Nice.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was 18, and he's been with us. He'll be 21 in a few months.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
That's
you're not doing anything right. Yeah, stretch this.
Most of our employees have come that way, actually. 3 or 4 of them.
Really?
Yep.
Man.
They'll tell him I said hi. I got to walk into work right now.
All right, have a good
day. Wait, you want him to tell your son that you said hi? Why don't you just call your son?
Because I have to walk into work right now in this nasty weather. I'm going to be working outside all day. I'm going to be miserable.
You sound miserable now.
I am. You're right. No. I work at the post office.
Don't get all postal on us.
All right,
Sue, you sound great. Your son sounds great.
And stay cool today.
Thank you for checking in.
No such luck.
Okay. I give it a shot.
Okay. Oh, I can smell it now.
Yep.
Yeah, you could smell like greatness.
Oof. Once you open the bag, it's like,
yeah, opened up the pizza bag.
Those two hands came out.
And then now all the air is just like, my stomach just went.
Yep. The room smells a lot better now.
Mackenzie and Jenny from the parlor in Stratford in-house. And what do we got to hand these out. What are you doing, Ruth?
She's filming.
Ooh, pepperoni.
Pepperoni pizza right there. Okay.
I heard there's a vegan pizza somewhere.
Yeah, what
we
does
did
look
bring
like?
A vegan pizza.
Which one is
Ruth
that?
Ruth wanted to try
so
to trick
good.
You.
Okay.
This one looks wicked good. That looks vegan, I think.
This is not vegan.
How do you tell it's a vegan pizza?
The cheese usually melts a little bit different.
Like it melts like one side or?
No.
That's
no.
What's this one?
And we've gotten really good. That is actually our signature pie called the Parlor.
The Parlor?
Yep.
It looks good.
It's got a nice play on spicy and sweet.
Right.
Oh,
try it.
Whoever got you going, got you going on the right track.
Did the right thing.
Oh, it's the money shot. They do that. The life of
See that?
Look at that
like
money
that?
Shot right here. This is great.
He actually came in. We had an influencer night.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've met him a few times. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's the money shot? Is that a movie star?
He's an Instagram influencer.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Like yeah, I've heard different foodie. Money shots.
His name's the Money Shot.
No, it's like a New Haven pizza thing. It's like when you lift the pizza and you can see the underneath and you can see the chole.
The char.
Char. Yep. The chole.
The chole.
Yeah. This is really good.
I can tell by the way inhaling it. Half the slice is gone already. Wow.
You need to have a Barstool sports guy come.
Portnoy. We just let them come as they come.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm going to send that, submit it in.
Yeah,
this definitely is not vegan.
No.
That one was not vegan, no.
Yeah.
But you might not be able to tell.
Really?
But we'll know.
Ruth thinks we can trick you.
Right. We know if Ruth all of a sudden grabs her throat and hits the floor, wrong one. There's meat on this one! Down she goes.
I can eat this whole pizza.
Right. You probably will. Okay, so I need to know which one's a vegan pizza.
You know what's interesting about the...
What's that?
Parlor. Kelly?
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to say I live in Stratford, and I always go to a place in Shelton, you know, for the last 10 years, best pizza ever.
Right.
And then one day I went to the bank that's next to the parlor, and the line was so long, and I was hungry, so I went to the parlor.
Yep.
That is now our new favorite place because
nice.
That pizza was amazing. Everything fresh, the dough. Everybody knows the dough makes the pizza and the fresh toppings, and it was A+. So
thanks,
I just
Kelly.
Wanted to say that it was amazing.
That's the vegan.
No,
we
this is the this is the famous one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so good.
Got him.
Yeah, you know, it's always the ingredients. How much care
exactly.
is put into the ingredients? The sauce is
yep.
important. The
yep.
cheese, the dough, the combination.
Yeah,
they got this one right. So the wood-fired oven.
That one is actually gas.
Really?
Yep, so it is brick oven, but it's ran off gas on a day-to-day basis.
How do you get that char?
Oh, it's hot. I can get it to 1,000 degrees.
Really?
We run it at about 6:30, but it'll get as hot as we want. We have a wood-fired burning oven on the trailer, though.
Nice.
So that was another learning curve.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard to have a long gas fitting.
Yeah.
Think about all the things they had to learn in a short period of time.
Right.
One, just the stuff that falls under the umbrella of opening a business in Connecticut.
Right, that's one. Yeah.
All of that.
The red tape.
And then like, oh, let's make pizza.
Right.
All this stuff you got to learn to make pizza.
Right.
And it's like, oh, let's have a baby.
Right.
Boy, that's...
Right. You know what goes well,
by the
baby?
Way, that those lessons... Gonna right. keep coming.
Right, right. You know what goes well with a baby?
And then, like, let's have a trailer.
A trailer
let's,
goes well with a baby.
Let's have a brick oven that moves down the road.
Right. At some point,
Kelly, thanks for the call.
That's
awesome.
A lot of learning.
A lot of learning.
I haven't learned how to drive the trailer yet.
Oh, that's a challenge.
So I've got a good friend that comes and backs it up for me at all the parties.
That's a good friend.
Yeah, backing
up
to pitch.
I can only imagine some of the places you got to get that trailer into.
Yeah. We actually went to the amphitheater a few weeks ago, and he brought it there for me. So he's got a test run.
That's a friend.
He is a
that's
great
a
guy.
Friend.
Yeah, that's a tricky thing.
Yeah.
The trailer.
And the gates and everything else and all sorts of good stuff. Yeah. The pepperoni pizza, by the way, is amazing.
The cheese.
Right.
You want to try the cheese? See, I always start with the cheese.
Right.
Cheese to me is ground zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you can't make a good cheese, then
don't bother.
Let's not waste our time.
So
here.
You exactly. do have a vegan slice on your plate there.
You do.
That's the vegan.
That's the vegan
I
slice.
I wondered because I saw
really?
I saw like vegetables. I'm like, what is that? But this was like meat on it. So what is that stuff?
We make a house-made vegan meatball.
That's a vegan meatball.
Yep. So 100% vegan.
Vegan.
We make the
meatball.
Pesto. We actually make those clumps of cashew mozzarella that are on there at the restaurant as well.
Oh, okay.
So pretty much everything's made in-house.
The cheese is very different.
Mackenzie and Jenny from the parlor in Stratford in studio.
The cheese is different. It's like it's like it's a little more gooey.
Yeah, it's a little more coagulating, especially as it gets colder.
Yeah, don't use the word coagulate.
I would never call it a cheese. I've never had vegan pizza. It doesn't taste vegan. Like, it tastes like a normal pizza to me.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had vegan pizza before. It's really good.
And stepping into Ruth's world now. Vegan pizza.
It's nice. I mean, I pictured vegan
it's
pizza
really
being
good.
Like, you know, bread and sauce, and that's it.
Right? I wouldn't have been able to tell.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We get a lot of that.
Yep.
Yeah. If you just put this in front of me, I wouldn't have been able to tell.
I had no idea. I kind of suspected because I saw vegetables on it. I'm like, this might be it. But then I saw, you know, I'm like, all right. Can we just have a vegetable pizza and have meatballs on it? Nope.
Boy.
Vegan meatballs are nice.
This is the best vegan pizza I've ever had. Because if you don't do it right, it's garbage. You know that.
Yep. We get that a lot.
Yeah.
It's the only one I ever had.
I was going to say same.
Yeah, it's great.
No, Jennifer and I watched this movie, which it was something about, you know, animals and all this stuff. So we're like, all right, we're going to be vegan.
Right.
We were vegan for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Really?
We had so many pizzas that we just threw in the garbage.
January is big for people trying to be vegan. They call it veganuary.
Veganuary.
Wow. I had no idea.
Wow. This.
It's really good.
Wowie.
I never would have thought vegan food could be good.
And it's a fun community, and they're very small and tight-niched.
Right.
They talk to them.
Look at Rich's face.
Well.
We're so happy.
We customize a lot, too, for our customers. If they're just dairy-free or if they're just vegetarian, so they'll get real cheese, but then they want the vegan meat. So
is there a vegan sauce, options. Too?
Or? I would actually eat that whole pizza.
Our sauce and our dough is all vegan. Yep.
Okay.
Sorry, that's mine.
So how is a sauce vegan? Like, isn't it just like it's just a
Rich's not going to give up another piece of that.
Yeah, it's just tomato sauce.
Okay. What, do you like add meat and stuff like that usually? Or I have no idea. I know nothing about vegan. You know.
In a pasta sauce, you could like simmer with and such.
Right, but meatballs, whatnot. Okay.
Do you guys try new toppings and like do a night where you try to experiment with different things? Be like, oh, this will be next month. We'll have this new pizza flavor or something like that. Do you guys ever do that?
So we actually try to run a new special every week.
Oh, okay.
We have a trained chef before Jen was doing it, but when she got too pregnant, we hired a legitimate chef.
And you're too pregnant.
He's been great so far. He's been with us for about a year.
When you can't reach the pizza. All right, you're good.
So pretty much every Thursday or Friday, we try to come out with a new special to get everybody in that week.
Right.
And then the next, we'll run it to like Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we'll run a new one the following week. So we always tell people to follow us on Instagram and Facebook in order to see what's coming.
Oh, is this the signature one?
That was
so good.
Yeah, I'm working to that
and
one.
And it's got truffle honey on it as well, so you get the spicy and the sweet
truffle flag. Truffle honey.
That's what it was. Yes.
So damn.
It's like someone's nickname. Hey, truffle honey.
Well, we talk about this all the time, that you can tell when you walk into a local business how close the owner is.
Yep.
Are they in the building? Did they even come in the building? You know, like you could tell the difference, and you guys are there all the time.
He lives in the building.
He basically lives in the building.
Yep.
We had 3 days off, and I was there all 3 days.
Wow.
By the way, your family's not shy to being good business people.
Yep.
Nope.
So your uncle, Mike. Love that guy.
Oh, Mike's awesome.
Yeah, good people.
Very good.
So, by the way, is he retired?
I don't know.
I don't think he's retired.
He shouldn't.
I think he says he's retired, but I think he still works just as hard.
I told him you can't leave me.
I told him. Don't leave Mike.
I told him that. I even grabbed his leg. He said, get off.
Yeah, CFO of this company. Retired, but not retired.
Right.
But, oh, my God, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations on all your success.
And many more.
Thank you.
Watch them in a couple of years. They're going to take over the whole world.
We're going to try.
Yeah. Mackenzie, Jamie, the Parlor Restaurant in Stratford. We're linked up on the radio station website. You can get this pizza and pizza from a lot of different cool places at the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on the 16th.